In last year's draft, the Vikings found their quarterback of the future in Teddy Bridgewater. This offseason, they signed Sean Hill to be the backup, but now the Vikings may be looking for a developmental quarterback in the 2015 NFL draft. Who that will be, we have no idea, but we're going to take a look at some possibilities over the next couple of weeks. And the first one is a guy by the name of Taylor Kelly from Arizona State University, a guy who's played under center and who's also played out of the gun. We like that, and a guy who I think has the tools that North Turner would love to bring into Minnesota and develop. We're going to take a look at four passes that Mr. Kelly made during his college career that lead me to believe that he might be able to make it into the NFL, even if it's only as a backup, maybe one day as a starter, but definitely on the depth chart of an NFL team. The one thing you want a quarterback to have in spades is the ability to anticipate based off of coverage and route concepts. And that is something that Taylor Kelly does very well. You're going to see that here on the first play we show you. He's going to be working a two-man game with two receivers at the bottom of the screen right here. And what you're going to see is a switch release. You're going to see the outside receiver release to the inside and try and carry a couple of defensive backs with him that way. And then you're going to see the inside receiver break to the outside. That's going to be the intended target for Taylor Kelly on this play, and you're going to see him anticipate and make a throw before the receiver breaks open, and then you're going to see great arm strength. You're going to see a snap on the football by Taylor Kelly. He gets the ball there in an instant, and they get a first down. This is a 3rd and 9, and they pick up about 12 or 13 yards. So a great job here by Kelly, knowing that the switch release is going to confuse this cornerback. You can see he gets turned around right there, and that's going to give the inside slot receiver just enough time to release to the outside and break open. Now, another thing I like on this play is watch the hit that the quarterback takes as he's delivering the football right there. No fear, takes a hit, delivers a strike. First down, the chains move. Arizona State Sun Devils are marching toward the end zone. Another thing you need to do as a quarterback is fit the ball into a tight window. You have to be fearless and make a clutch throw in a big moment when the defender has actually played pretty good defense. And that's what you're going to see here on this play. Kelly drops back and he's going to make a throw to the outside, fits it into a tight window right along the sideline right there. You can see when he reaches the top of his drop and he makes the decision to throw, his receiver is breaking to the outside right here. You have a defender who's going to bear down on you from over the top, and you have a defender who's breaking out to the flat right here. So there's a very narrow window for the quarterback on this play, but because he throws it on time, he anticipates well, and he throws it on time with accuracy, the catch is made, and once again, a big throw by Kelly to move the chains. Another thing you want your quarterback to be able to do is understand route concepts and be comfortable in the pocket. You're going to see that from Kelly right here. You're going to see Kelly drops back. He reaches the top of his drop right here. He's got a couple of things going on. You got an under route right here that has sucked in two defenders. So if you take a look at this, this guy's going to drag across the middle, and he's carrying two defenders with him. That's going to leave the over route coming across the field open, and this is a throw that's going to require some touch from Kelly, and you see that here. He lost it to his receiver, and they get inside the red zone, a broken tackle, and the Sun Devils score a couple of plays later. But if you take a look at this from the end zone view, you can see a couple of things. One is comfort by Kelly in the pocket. You know, he's got a four-man rush coming at him, the play-action fake, a very nice job by the offensive line of creating this pocket. Eventually, though, the edge rushers are going to start to get home, and that's where Kelly steps up into the pocket to buy a little bit of time. He sees two defenders leaving right here and right here with the under receiver. And so he knows that if he puts a little bit of touch and leads his receiver deep down the middle of the field, he's going to have something, and that's what happens right there. So a good job of understanding the route concept and a good job of putting some touch on the pass by Kelly. The last throw that we're going to show you is something you're going to have to do in this Vikings offense, especially with Mike Wallace now on the team, a very fast receiver on the outside that you want to get the ball to deep down the field. That's what Kelly does right here. Once again, I want you to focus on two receivers. One is going to come deep down the middle, and he's going to carry two defenders with him. Obviously, the one who's guarding him, but also this safety right here is going to hesitate a little bit. Once Kelly sees the safety hesitate, he knows that his outside receiver, who gains separation from his man, from the cornerback, is going to be breaking open deep down the field. Picture perfect read, picture perfect throw here from Kelly. Receiver has to lay out just a little bit, but a great job of leading the receiver, putting the ball where only his receiver can catch it. So is Taylor Kelly the perfect quarterback prospect? No, he's not. That's why he's not going to go in the first round. He's probably going to be a mid or late round pick, but that's what makes him a great candidate for the Vikings and their search for a developmental quarterback.